I will read Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
We live in a world where the extraordinary happens every day. I mean, where the miraculous has almost become mundane. Medical science and technology and physics reveal the unthinkable to us on an almost daily basis. So awe and appreciation come and go for us in fleeting moments. One minute, we are amazed that something miraculous has taken place, and the next minute, we are checking out at Walmart. The danger for us as believers is that the birth of Jesus becomes just another amazing thing. That the entrance of God into our world becomes no more remarkable than the latest iPhone. The moment that God entered into our world, it changed everything forever, for all time. It changed what it means to be a man. It changed what it means to be a woman. It changed what it means to be a human being. It changed who you are, your identity, and what you can be. It turned the entire world upside down by bringing the outside in. Rather than whisking us away from all of this terrible stuff that's going on around us, it came right to us where we stand and stretched out a divine hand and said, "You don't have to carry that alone. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to be it alone. Now we are in this together." The moment that God came into our world, the miraculous of the incarnation, which we don't really teach enough about. But the amazing thing about the incarnation is rather than getting us away, it came to dwell with us in it. Rather than God saying, that world is so bad, we've got to get you out of there, God said, "That world is so bad, I'm coming to you. I'm going to live in it with you. I'm going to partake in your suffering. I'm going to see how hard your life is. I'm going to walk the road with you. I'm going to endure with you, live with you, be one of you." The miraculous of the incarnation is so amazing, and yet, once you've heard the story a few times, we can kind of get used to it, can't we? My prayer for us is this morning that we will be like the shepherds who are returning to the field, like Mary, who continued to ponder these things in her heart, but that we may get the joy, we may get the awe, we may get the inspiration, and go home praising God.